This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The White House is dizzy since Donald Trump fired James Comey as FBI director earlier this week. The Trump administration has offered many explanations, initially citing Comey's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. But the president also complained that Comey was too focused on the alleged connection between Russia and the Trump campaign. Many Democrats and some Republicans suspect a cover-up, and calls continue for a special prosecutor into the investigation of Trump's campaign. Meanwhile, this morning, Donald Trump tweeted threats against Comey and also threatened to end daily press briefings. Joining us now for more on the continuing drama in Washington is political junkie Ken Rudin. Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you, Frank. I'm getting depressed even listening to this introduction.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because it's been a couple of weeks. We do this every other week. And I thought, well, we're certainly going to be talking about the president saying that there's an armada sailing to Korea when, in fact, there wasn't. And yet that has vanished from our memories, given all that has happened since.
Oh, it was the election of the new president of France. It was the House passing the health care bill. It was so many things that we didn't think we'd be talking about. But this is, once again, it's a self-inflicted wound by the president. And it's interesting. I mean, suddenly we're having sympathy for James Comey when everybody was ready for calling for his scalp in 2016, and perhaps deservedly so, you know, announcing that Hillary Clinton was not part of the investigation. Then 11 days before the election, yes, she was. We are investigating her. And then 3 days before the election, oh, never mind, it's not happening. And, you know, for the FBI to get involved in something like that, announce something like that right before an election, which is so anathema to FBI policy, they said, oh, my goodness, Democrats and Republicans said, you know, this guy has got to go. But the fact is, in my view, is that when Comey testified before the Senate in March, after days of Donald Trump saying that Obama has been bugging him and wiretapping him, and Comey says there's no evidence at all to suggest that at all, and in fact we are investigating Russian interference in the election and connection with the Trump campaign officials, Trump said, "Oh, this guy has got to go."
Trump officials and their even White House officials have said that the president was apoplectic with Comey's testimony, calling him all kinds of names during the testimony. And so this, of course, adds up to some of the suspicion that there's a cover up. There are questions of whether or not Trump even asked for Comey's loyalty in a one-on-one dinner together early in the Trump presidency. All of this adding to suspicions that maybe there's a cover up.
Absolutely. And you know something, I mean, almost everything I read and everything I hear, it's that the Democrats are calling for a special prosecutor. And that is true, because it's not going to happen unless the Republicans are on board. And this week, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said, look, the Senate, you know, there's a Senate investigation, there's a House investigation, we don't need a special prosecutor. But when we see that both the Senate and the House could be easily, you know, tainted by politics, we can see clearly what the administration has been handing out as excuses for why Comey, well, you know, was fired every other day. You almost need somebody. I mean, Archibald Cox is no longer with us, and of course, it reminds us, of course, of what Nixon did with Archibald Cox back in October of 73, and people say, well, it's too premature to be comparing Watergate to this, but it does seem to indicate that you had this fellow here investigating ties to the administration's ties to Russia, what Russia may have done to influence the election, but this was, it was interesting. So basically, Donald Trump is saying, okay, I'm firing James Comey, I need a new FBI director, but by the way, that all that Russian stuff, it's just a hoax. So what kind of a signal is he giving to the next FBI director, and what kind of FBI director is he looking for?
Well, let's talk about, and again, the decision. So many explanations from the White House that have absolutely shredded the president's credibility on this. So here's what he says to NBC's Lester Holt.
Monday, you met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
Did you ask for a recommendation?
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not.
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey.
All right, there's Donald Trump speaking yesterday with NBC's Lester Holt. But if this comes after the White House itself had said that it didn't follow, the president had not been considering this until he heard from his attorney general and a recommendation that Comey be fired.
And not only that, he had the whole White House staff, including Vice President Pence, parroting that line, saying, well, you know, the president did it because of the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who I thought recused himself when it came to anything about Russia. But Jeff Sessions and Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, they said it, and therefore that's why Trump did it. And that's what the White House press secretaries have been saying as well. And then when I urge everybody to go to YouTube and watch the president's sit-down interview with Lester Holt. Holt's questions are right on target, always talking about the conflicting and the inconsistencies of what the White House has been saying. And it's just remarkable how the president says, well, you know, I didn't like him because he was a showboater. He was a grandstander. And, you know, Trump hates anybody who's a showboater and a grandstander. But it's also, it just seems like the White House story, Frank, as you said in the introduction, keeps changing day by day by day. But until the Republicans reach the point where the Democrats are now, like there's something going on here and it needs a special prosecutor, I don't know what changes.
There have been Republicans, though, a number of them who have questioned the timing of this.
Oh, yeah.
And are absolutely not loyal. Most significantly, I would say, Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, who chairs the Intelligence Committee. I mean, tell us about those Republicans who are not comfortable with this, including Burr.
Well, good for Richard Burr, because we know we saw on the House Intelligence Committee that investigation turned into a charade when you had Devin Nunes basically conspiring with the White House and the president and focusing more on leaks as opposed to what the Russians may be doing. But Burr, obviously the senator from North Carolina who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, clearly is upset at the fact that, you know, that something is going on, that this Russian investigation needs to continue, and to watch the, and it was interesting when you had Andrew McCabe, who's the acting FBI director, appearing before Burr's committee this week, and basically McCabe said, the White House is wrong. Comey does have great respect and great loyalty within the FBI. And the White House is wrong. There is a serious investigation going on by the FBI. So when you have those kind of testimonies, you do have people like Richard Burr, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Jeff Flake of Arizona, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, who are asking the questions that should be asked. But again, unless you have Mitch McConnell, who seems to control the decision-making here, if he says no special prosecutor, then there'll be no special prosecutor. But again, look, Watergate didn't happen after 3 months. It happened after, you know, the break-in was in June of 72. Nixon was out in August of 74. That's 2 years of investigation, or at least a year and a half of investigation. So, yes, I'm not trying to draw parallels, but I'm still, at the same time, I'm not saying that there's no there, because if everybody does his or her job, well, we'll see if there's a there.
Well, and also, I mean, another parallel is the way things work in Washington. You talk about the Republican leadership having no appetite for a special prosecutor in the moment. But the fact is, if more and more Republicans, rank-and-file Republicans, break ranks with the president, that moves the leadership, does it not? And that's what happened in Watergate. Ultimately, the leadership looked at the membership and said, we can't stay here anymore.
That's exactly that's a very, very good point, because people think, well, you know, there was Peter Rodino and there was Sam Ervin. No, it was Barry Goldwater, and it was Robert Griffin of Michigan, and it was John Rhodes of Arizona. These were the Republicans who went to Nixon and said, everything's untenable. It's time for you to go. Again, we just finished counting the first 100 days, so it hasn't reached the untenable part, but there are so many things that just seem to be so untrue that's coming out of the White House that more and more Republicans are going to have to say, and especially as we get closer to 2018, are you going to defend an administration who just, you know, whose numbers are not only sinking in the polls, but just whose credibility seems to be disappearing more and more each day?
And picking on law enforcement. I mean, attacking the CIA at one point, now the FBI, attacking Comey, threatening him, saying he better have tapes of my conversations before he decides to leak anything. Those tweets today, the FBI is the highest law enforcement agency in this country and generally has a lot of support among conservatives. You take them on, you're on difficult and treacherous ice, aren't you?
I agree completely. And you know something? Had Donald Trump said on January 20th or 21st, I am relieving James Comey of his duties, You know something? I think everybody would have said, fine, he really just screwed up in 2016. He had no business politicizing the FBI, and he just made big mistakes. And I think everybody acknowledges that. But the fact is that the more that the FBI seems to be investigating connections with Russia, the thing that Donald Trump keeps calling a hoax, and then getting rid of him, and then on the same day or the next day meeting with the Russian foreign minister in those pictures, which basically got Michael Flynn and Jeff Sessions in trouble to begin with. There are, as Lester Holt said, there are optics there that it's just remarkable that the president doesn't see them.
All right. I've left us 30 seconds for what should have been the big topic this time around, and that is the American Health Care Act passed last week by the House of Representatives. Lots of criticism. It's on its way to the Senate. What's its future?
Well, it's going to look nothing like what the House came up with. The fact is they made it more conservative to get the support of the Freedom Caucus, which, of course, turned out off more Democrats and even more moderate Republicans. The Republicans, the Senate may take, it'll take months, but they're going to really, whatever they're going to do to the Health Care Act, it's going to look nothing like what the House passed. But then it has to go back to the House, and we'll see if the conservatives will support that version.
Ken Rudin, the political junkie. Ken, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Just ahead, three plays at Raleigh Little Theater bring us into the minds and experience of women and war. You'll hear that on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.